Hello and welcome to the Target Podcast, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Deshawn, and with me in studio today are football analysts Ayan Novesi and Sipasisa Shoni. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you, Desh. It's good to be back again. Greetings to our listeners at home. As you say, hit the target, and we hit the target.
greetings. Good to be here. What a weekend we're coming from. You know, the Nedbank Cup was amazing. The fixtures, the games, looking forward to this weekend's league fixtures.
100%, you're right. The Nedbank Cup was on our screens, and right now the PSL resumes. We're going to kick things off with a KZN derby between Golden Arrows and Royal Lim. Is there goals in this one?
Look, Desh, when Golden Arrows went to the break, because there was a Nedbank Cup that took place this past weekend, they were hammered by Orlando Pirates by 7-1. So they'll definitely want to bounce back in this game. And looking at Royal AM, about number 13 on the log, which means like they're trying to avoid the relegation zone, you see. So with the Golden Arrows, even though they were smashed by Orlando Pirates, but the kind of football that they played, you know, it was like you could tell that they were trying to do something, but then unfortunately that Orlando Pirates were too good up front there to convert to the chances that they got. So looking at Royal AM and the Golden Arrows is at home, and they want to bounce back and rectify the mistakes that they made against the Orlando Pirates. So definitely Arrows here will come as a wounded animal that want to bounce back.
Yeah. Do you think maybe that heavy defeat by Orlando Pirates is just a bump in the road for Steve Campbell? I mean, he's done a reasonably good job since being appointed as a coach of Golden Arrows.
Yeah. Even like the stats after the game, you could tell that Arrows in that game, you could tell that they were there in the match, but the scoreline was different, you know. So definitely, I think that now it's all in the past for them. They're focusing on this match because they also want to be in the top eight to compete in the MTN 8 next season. So definitely they put that behind them and they're focusing on this game. And surely I'm positive that they're going to get good results in this match.
Yeah, I have to agree with Ayanda. Arrows has to put this behind them. They are a good team. I mean, you've seen how they've been performing ever since Steve Campbell took charge. But they should not take, Richard Bate lightly, because they're also fighting for survival. You know, only a few points are left, and the gap between them and the team that is number 14 on the log.
Yeah, no, it's Royal AM, actually.
They are number 15, and then Royal AM is number 14, eh?
No, it's Royal AM and,
sorry.
Arrows. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah, also, even Royal AM, they are a good side. I mean, if Arrows is going to take them lightly, they are going to, you know, experience problems. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this game.
If you're a Royal AM player, surely this is a direct rival to you, because look at how Golden Arrows have been performing in the league. I think 8-9 losses in like 10 fixtures or something like that. So surely this side is beatable.
Indeed, they are beatable, but hey, it's the time of the season that we are at right now. No one wants to drop points, so you have to go all out and expect your opponents also to come all out to you.
Yeah, and with Royal AM, this is one team that is so unpredictable. You'll think this game they will win and then they lose. The game that you're saying, definitely they're going to lose and then they win. So this is the side that is unpredictable. I don't know, maybe it's because they lost some of their key players this season. You know, Abu Potsane going to Kaizer Chiefs. So this is the side that you can't really know. You can expect anything from Royal AM. Let's not write them off when they play against the Golden Arrows. So Ipetiam ngaba ukuthi both teams to score on this team. But I'm backing Arrows to be the overall winners, but expect goals in this encounter.
I'm also giving it to Arrows. I'm not taking anything away from Royal AM, but I feel like Arrows need it more. You know, they have to redeem themselves after that hammering.
All right. The next fixture we're going to unpack is Sekhukhune United hosting Cape Town Spurs. Now, obviously, Spurs being rock bottom of the league, three consecutive league defeats doesn't make for good viewing.
Indeed.
No, go ahead.
It doesn't, you know. When Mirandop started picking up some points, we thought, you know, he has turned things around. But, you know, with everything that has been happening, the points that they've been dropping, it seems like survival is a bit far-fetched now. And also looking at Sekou Koune, the way that they've been performing lately, it's going to be a bit hard for Spurs in this one. But hopefully we're going to wait and see how, you know, Sekou Koune plays. I think they're playing Stellenbosch tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to see how it goes heading to this match.
Oh, man, you have to give credit to Sekou Koune. Their coach just won the coach of the month, and their captain Linda Mtambo also won the player of the month. So you can we could tell that CMS effect there, it's really working, you know. So big ups to him, you know. No one expected to see Sekou Koune where they are now. Like
they're currently fourth on the log. They come into this round of fixtures in the top four.
Yeah, you know, you see. So definitely this one, it's going to be like a cracker, but let's...
It's going to be one-way traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty straightforward, this one.
For me, it's too late for Spurs now. I think it's done for them. I'm sorry to say this, but the way things have been going for them, I feel sorry for the players that are there, for coach and Smidentop. I feel sorry for them because I think they lost that defeat at I think they lost 7 games in a row when they got promoted, you know, when the league resumed. So I think that also affected them, because if maybe they picked up points somewhere along those games, maybe they could have been in a better position.
Yeah.
But looking at the way things now that are happening, and Morocco Swallows, they now like picking up, you know, if they're not drawing, they're trying to win a match. So I don't see Cape Town Spurs surviving. And I said this before, and I'm saying it now. So Spurs, for me, they're going down. I'm giving this one to Ibabina Nok.
No, the gap is too big, you know, for them. I have to agree with Ayanda on this one. But they show a bit of character in their game against Sundowns. So... who knows, maybe they can shock us on this one, but hey, it's going to be a tough one seeing how Sekou Koune has been performing. And if I'm not mistaken, they won all their league games last month. Which has
They started the year with 5 wins from 5 across all competitions, if I'm not mistaken. They've drawn, I think, 2 in the league so far. Of course, this is before they play Stellenbosch FC, so we're still to see how that one pans out. But I think... the platform that Sima has brought to the club is there to see. Look at how the players have adapted to his style, and the results are showing on the pitch.
Yeah, I think they've only lost once in the Nedbank Cup. So, you know, I think they're looking to, you know, to get back to the CAF competition. So it's going to be a nice one.
It's a pity that the teams now will no longer play in the CAF Confederations Cup with what is being said, you know.
The rumors of AFL replacing.
Yeah, you know, so we have to wait and see, yeah.
Mm.
I have to give it to Sekou Koune.
Scotland?
Maybe 2-0.
All right. Moving swiftly along, Orlando Pirates hosting AmaZulu in what is a sequel. Of course, I'm talking about the cracker in the Nedbank Cup quarterfinal, where AmaZulu and Pirates were deadlocked at 2-2, and then Pirates came back, quick one to win that game 4-2.
Yeah, they gave us an electrifying match. The stadium was fully packed, as it was expected, you know. Big ups to the fans who came out in numbers to show the love of football, you know. Coming back into the game, the last time AmaZulu beat Orlando Pirates, I think we spoke about this in last week, before the Nedbank Cup. It was away at Orlando Stadium in 2013-2014 season, yeah. That's when AmaZulu beat Orlando Pirates. And after that, they never beat Orlando Pirates, you know. They've never beaten Orlando Pirates. And in this match, AmaZulu, in the Nedbank Cup, find the referee made a blunder there, because Orlando Pirates benefited, you know. Makaula dived there. So hard luck to them, AmaZulu. Surely they coming into this match to end the Ihudo Yab against the Orlando Pirates. So because you could tell in that game that AmaZulu were determined to beat the Orlando Pirates, the way they played, the way the players gave it all on the day, you know. So I'm expecting the same here. And
it's going to be a high-octane fixture. Both sides are going to go for it.
Plus, it's at Orlando Stadium. The fans there, they turn out in numbers. So it's going to be one of the great games that we're going to witness at Orlando Stadium this season, because I'm expecting AmaZulu to give us the performance that they gave us in the Nedbank Cup from both teams, in fact. Or Masawangani also, he needs to step up, you know. So it's going to be another exciting match.
Yeah.
It's like a replay for this one.
Yeah. You know, of course, the AmaZulu manager, Pablo Franco, came out and criticized refereeing decisions. You could see the frustration on his face, the emotion coursing through his veins. Is it going to be a case of that in this one?
I don't think it's going to be the case of that, you know. Here in PSL, week in, week out, you experience a blunder from the referee, you know. It's so bad for South African football, you know. I think they need to have more workshops to educate the referees, you know, to be consistent, you know. But then into this match, I don't think the referee, like, the game will be decided by the referee, you know.
I think it's unfair to lose a game because of a referee's mistake.
It is. And we don't have to blame the coaches for being emotional, for being angry, you know. Losing a game like that, you know, it's so sad. And you're trying to end the curse against the team that knows that whenever they come into your home ground, they beat you. So I understand why he was frustrated.
Yeah, let's hope in this one there won't be any mistakes from the referee. When if Pirates lose or AmaZulu lose, it's gonna be it's a fair game. They understand that the other team was a better team on the day. But I'm looking forward to this game. I really enjoyed the Nedbank Cup game, even though the ref did what it did. But yeah. In the field of play, both team, you know, they came out, you know, they came out prepared. They played. Unfortunately, Pirates was the better team on the day.
Your prediction in this one?
1-1 draw.
No, Orlando Pirates, they're trying to finish like on a high note. And AmaZulu, the last time they beat Orlando Pirates was in 2013. So the stats are there. It speaks for themselves, you know. They speaks for themselves. So Orlando Pirates, we know when they at Orlando Stadium, they make sure that it's a slaughterhouse. That stadium was not named a slaughterhouse for nothing. So I have to give it to the Soweto Giants.
All right. SuperSport United and Chopper to battle. Gavin Hunt side have been knocked from pillar to post in 2024 without a league win since the turn of the year. Where to from here for him?
Yes, no other choice but, you know, to dust himself up, get back to the drawing board, you know, try and find that winning formula again, because they started the season very well. I think they were on the top five, like, for the greater part of the season. And to just fall off like this, but, you know, Gavin Hunt is an experienced coach. I think he's going to bounce back. It's just that the games that he's left with, they are a bit challenging. I mean, you saw he lost against CS Galaxy, he lost against Stellenbosch, and if I'm not mistaken, tonight he's playing Polokwane City, which is another not so easy game.
Yeah.
Prior to this one, and Chipa, after the Chiefs win, they've been.
But furthermore, they also beat CS Galaxy in the Nedbank Cup, so you know the
core
coach.
I was coming to that. So it looks like the core coaches are
working
really
over there.
Working there. Who knows, we might even see them finishing in the top eight, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, SuperSport United, I don't know what to say, because it seems like their defense is switching off when it's time to concentrate, you know. Against the Stellies just sweep the floor with them, you know. But looking at Coach Kevin Hunt and the players that he's got, surely he sat down with them after the Nedbank Cup game to say, guys, we need to pick up ourselves, dust ourselves, because we can do better. We know SuperSport, what they can do. You know, they are amongst, I can say, maybe top five or top four teams that we have in the PSL. They are always challenging, you know. So I'm expecting them to bounce back. But then for them to bounce back, for me, my prediction will result in their game against the Puluwani City, because they're playing at home. And they're hosting Ichipa United also on the weekend. But if they're sleeping, because Evanga is good on set plays, you know, he scored against Kaizer Chiefs with a header. He scored against the TS Galaxy in the Nedbank Cup with a header. So they need to be very careful of that man. If they can stop him, I think SuperSport United can win that game.
Look, you mentioned the defense, and you know, you feel like that's maybe where Gavin Hunt should focus a bit more tactically. But when I look at the SuperSport defense, I see players like Ricardo Goss, Bafana International, Grant Mogerman, Bafana International. Yeah. I know he's not a conventional centre back, but he's such a deep lying midfielder that I'll call him, like, you know, destroy in the middle of the park. You got Schlatzwai over there, years of experience. Yeah. I believe there's another academy player who's just been promoted.
There's also Chandra Kulu. Campbell. Hey? There's also Kulu there.
Yeah. So
they also have Ikon.
Yeah, that's the guy I'm talking about. On the other flank, you've got Lyle Lekay as well, another experienced player.
Yeah. My point is that super, because up front they're scoring goals, you can see that, but they switch off. That's the thing. I think maybe when they see that, okay, maybe we're leading, or maybe okay, we scored a goal, they tend to switch off. That's where they got caught. If they can stay focused until 90, until the final whistle, I think in this game against the Ichipa United, they can bounce back.
Yeah. Give me your prediction in this one.
I'm going to go with a draw. 1-1 draw.
1-0 SuperSport.
All right. Sunday sees Richards Bay up against Kaizer Chiefs at King Zwelithini Stadium. Of course, coverage will be brought to you by SBN. Sony, it's your team. You're going to see your glamour boys play. However, they're not looking so glamorous right now. Your thoughts out of that one?
With the way Chiefs has been playing, it looks like everyone wishes their next game was against Chiefs. Even the Richards Bay coach, he came out and said that he wished that he was playing Chiefs as soon as possible. You know, so we're starting to lose hope.
Maybe I must come back to you. Maybe
it's fine. I'll talk.
Pose yourself. Get there.
No, it's fine. Chiefs really needs to go back to the drawing board also, and you know, and find and fix things. Yeah, let me just say that, fix things. You know, there've been a lot of talks from the coaches, getting new coaches, management, and everything, but they still have games to play. The season is not over. It would be nice for them, you know, to finish the season on a high note. And also, I hope they don't take this game lightly. As much as Richards Bay is relegation threatened, but they're still a formidable team, and they know that they need to collect points, you know. Chance for survival is still there. So if they can collect 3 points in this game, you know, this will motivate them heading into the next game.
Yeah, you know, for Chiefs players, they must ask themselves, Wuti, how come a coach is speaking like that about their team? That I wish I can get Kaizer Chiefs earlier as possible, you know, which means the players, there is something that they don't do that they must do, you know.
Do you think they've lost that fear aspect?
Yeah, everyone. If everyone is wishing to play against you, and you know that every team, when they play against Kaizer Chiefs, the country goes silent. You know? So he wants to fix the country, you know. But then playing against a team that is a relegation threatened, you know, that team is very dangerous, because they've got nothing to lose on their side, you know. They're trying to survive. They're playing for survival. So it's going to be difficult for Kaizer Chiefs to beat Richards Bay, and the Richards Bay is at home. So it's going to be difficult, even though Kaizer Chiefs can go anywhere in South Africa, they always feel like a home side. But it's going to be difficult for Kaizer Chiefs in this game, you know, because look at what happened with Chippa United. Chippa United, they capitalized their chances that they got. So Richards Bay, that's their mentality now, that if we get a chance, we must make use of it. So it's going to be difficult for Amakhosi in this match.
Yeah, you know, not so long ago, Bobby Motsoeng came out and said Calvin Johnson will not continue as the head coach next season. Now, do you think that's maybe got a part to play in this? Because there have been some signs of life at Kaizer Chiefs since Johnson was appointed. You look at the performances at Derby, they were on an incredible run of clean sheets prior to that one.
Yeah, he was given as a caretaker coach. I think they gave him that role that if it works, maybe if he turns things around, maybe they'll make him, they'll give him the permanent position. But with them announcing that he'll go back to his role before even the season ends, I think that will also, I think for me, personal, this is my opinion, I think it makes things worse for the team, you know, because now the players, they know that obviously the new coach is coming in next season, obviously.
So you're not even playing for your manager anymore, you're just playing for somebody who's a placeholder, really.
Yeah, you know, and I think if they didn't reveal that he's going to go back to his role, maybe the players, when he motivate the players, maybe everything, they were going to try and play for him, you know.
I agree with Ayanda. Even for the coach, how are you going to give it your all when you already know that next season you're not going to be there? How are you going to be motivated, you know, to say, like, let me put my all, let me put my heart and everything in this, you know, when you already know that you're not going to be there next season? I'm sure you understand, we all know that he was hired on interim basis, but still, to just do him like that, you know, I think it was a bit of a blunder from management.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, let me ask you guys this.
It's like, sorry to interrupt, it's like even them, they're saying, we've given up on you, you know.
Yeah.
Just go back to your role.
Just go back to your role.
If they finish in the bottom half, what happens to the club then? Because they were in a respectable position. I think they were fourth, maybe fifth at one stage, but now they seem to be sliding closer and closer to the bottom half. They might not even qualify for the MTN 8 next season.
Yeah, these are tough times, you know, in the league. Every team is trying to finish in a better place, you know. So for them to perform like this, you know, it's shocking. They have to fight and do their best to ensure that they finish in the top eight. Because if you keep dropping, you know, you'll find yourself in the relegation zone. And for them to finish on the bottom half, that's going to be bad for the team, the sponsors, and the talent that they have, you know. So I think they have to fight. But I don't see them finishing in the bottom half.
Yeah, imagine MTN 8 without
a Soweto Giant.
A Soweto Giant, you know. So I'm thinking this one, Kaizer Chiefs will turn things around into this. They've disappointed their fans too much now, you know. And for a club like Kaizer Chiefs, they need to turn things around. So looking at into this game, it's not going to be easy for them, but I think eventually they will be the overall winners because...
Okay, my final question on this matter is, as a Kaizer Chiefs fan, have you seen any positives outside of the defense?
No, because, okay, let's look at it position by position. Let's look at the strikers. Gonzalez is not there. He's not performing. Chivaviro is also not performing. I don't think he has 5 goals this season. Dupriz.
Kaizer Chiefs' top goal scorer is still the last season top goal scorer.
You see,
Caleb. So,
and the man is no longer even in the club. So I don't see any positives in the strikers. The midfield, it's good.
They splashed the cash. You know, of course, some TikTok came in not so long ago. Castillo came in. You know, they've got Yusuf Mato for there. Yeah. It was quite a respectable player.
Castillo's doing good. They put in Sitebe, and I think he performed well. Mato has been performing. Yeah, I think the players are there. The problem is them, you know, combining and
the cohesion of the team.
Yes, and playing. So. No, you can continue.
Can I say my view on this one? I don't understand, no disrespect to Sitebe and everything, but I don't understand why they don't give Osamu Ngelozwane a chance to play in that position, you know. Because I feel, for me, I think Castillo is not like a holding midfielder.
Yeah.
I think he's more of an attacking player. I think they're playing him in a wrong position in Kaizer Chiefs. I think they're using him in a wrong way because they're trying to accommodate all these players that they have in that position. But I'm thinking if maybe they can give a position in Gasitebe.
Number 10 to Castillo, because you've seen what he's done against teams like Cape Town City. I know in the MTN, he had two or three goals.
I think that's his natural position. I think they're using him in a wrong way at Kaizer Chiefs, you know. But I think if they can give a chance to Abu players like Abu Samgelo Zwane, you know, I think that player can do well. And look at Utuba when it comes to strikers. Yes, people are saying he scored that one goal, it was a fluke. But look at him when he goes into the ground. I watched him against Chippa United.
Yeah. He takes a fight to them.
Yeah, he's trying. He's taking those shots, you know.
Yeah.
He's trying. So I'm thinking, if I was the coach, I would give those young players a chance to show what they can do for the club, so that, you know, that come next season, okay, you know that
they've got X amount of minutes in the league.
Yeah,
this is what they can do,
and you know which department you need to focus on. And also, when it comes to defense, I think Hlanti, they need to let go of him. No disrespect, but I think he's done enough now for Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah,
because I think also the age also has its impact on him. You know,
I think Msimango has been sensational since he signed for them.
Yeah, Msimango, and they at centre back, I think they sorted, because they still have Aboti Tlokwe, and Quinika can also still play in that position. At the right back, they still have Ufrosla, and they have Solomons.
Yeah.
I think the problem at Kaizer Chiefs is there at the left back. I think they need to find a proper left back that can replace Uhlanti, because Uhlanti is old. Let's be honest, Buffett.
Yeah, speaking of Uhlanti, it kind of reminds me of the game against Stellenbosch.
Yeah.
Remember what David Tatsas was doing?
Yeah, he was always getting caught there, you know. So I think if they can try and find a replacement for Uhlanti, you know, even if they're keeping him, but they must have someone that they know that
as a backup, or at least to compete and fight for the place.
Yeah, especially when you're playing AMA teams, Afanabo Stellenbosch, that you know that they've got young stars who's got pace and everything, you know, because you can see that he's struggling.
Can make you famous very quickly. All right, gents, let me get your predictions on this one.
I think Kaizer Chiefs 2-1.
Yes, Chiefs will win this one.
Mm. I want to say, bit of confidence, bit of no confidence from both of you. Yeah,
I am confident.
Imagine a Chiefs fan is not confident.
Yeah, he was like, I think maybe 2-1.
No, Chiefs is gonna win this one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be there at the stadium. If you see me,
shout out.
Yeah, you can remind me.
All right. The next fixture you're gonna unpack is Polokwane City take aim at Cape Town City. Now, of course, both sides come into this one with 3 defeats from the previous 5 league outings. But of course, this is at the time of recording. Both sides' form not really on their side.
Yeah, especially it's a bit shocking, especially for City. You know, they didn't start the season really well, but they quickly turned things around. And they won quite a number of games. They climbed the charts. I think the table, I think they were in the top 4. And then things just
went downhill.
Just went downhill for them. So I don't understand, you know, how such things happen, especially in the PSL. But hey, even Polokwane City, when Coach CM was there, they were doing great, you know. But then after, so it's kind of a battle for them. I see this one ending in a draw. Sorry.
Yeah, Polokwane City, they're trying to avoid the relegation because if you're looking from teams like from Chippa United, from number 10 going down, anything can happen there, you know, with the games that are still remaining. So I think Polokwane City, if they win against the Cape Town City, they'll be like safe because in PSL, once you have like 30 points, you know that now I can start breathing. Okay, I've saved.
Survival is all but guaranteed.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So I think in this one, they're going to give it all to try and make sure that they get that 3 points.
Yeah.
So that they know that, okay, we can now start to relax.
All right, let's just talk about Ozinopoulos for a minute now. You know, the man has had a Ibafana call up. He's been with the squad. He's auditioning against Cape Town City. You know, the way they play fast-paced attackers. You know, they've had the likes of Mayo, Nodada, Misty Estrelani, Craig Martin, you know, so he really kind of fits that profile for me. Of course, he's also playing against Stellenbosch in quick succession. So both clubs will be looking at him and thinking what we can offer.
I don't think Apollos will be at City next season. Polokwane City, I don't think he's going to be at Polokwane City next season. I mean, he's such a talented player. He's even earned a place in the Bafana, and he came into the Bafana setup and fitted in. So I don't see him in City next season. Yeah.
Oh, my prediction for the game, this one, I think it's going to have to go to Polokwane City.
You know,
because they're playing at home. That's one thing first. And you know, in Polokwane, the weather there, it's different from Cape Town. It's hot in Polokwane compared to Cape Town. So, and looking at the fixture, he's going to play like during the day, 3 in the afternoon. So I have to give it to the home side, this one.
I'm looking at the log line, remembering what Ayanda was saying about being safe at 30 point. You know, the team that has 30 point is sitting at number 8, which means from number 10 going down, anything can happen.
Yeah.
With regards to relegation. Anyway, my prediction, I see this one ending in a draw. You talk about home advantage, I didn't see it's working out for them when they were playing Golden Arrows. So that's why I'm saying, in my view, anything can happen. I'm giving it a draw.
All right. The final fixture of the weekend features a TS Galaxy side who recently crashed out of the Nedbank Cup. They're up against a high-flying Stellenbosch outfit who romped SuperSport United in that competition. I think this is a bit of a tough one to call, you know. Both sides have shown what they can do this season.
Stellies, what a team, man. Yeah, full of young talent and energetic. Even the coach is brilliant. Yeah, for TS Galaxy, it's unfortunate for them that they missed that penalty to equalize against the Ichipa United. So this one, Sid Ramovic is going to try to bounce back. And while Stellies is still like trying to catch Mamelodi Sundowns, since they're sitting like behind Mamelodi Sundowns, and they can still try and challenge Sundowns to win the league if Sundowns keep on dropping points in their next game, losing the matches that they have to play. So there's still hope for Stellies until it's officially announced that Mamelodi Sundowns are the champions. So they're going to try by all means to make sure that they collect every point that is on offer. So I see them being the better team on the day here.
This is like a rematch of the Carling Knockout Cup final, you know, where Stellies were the winners. Both sides are well coached and they play exciting football, with TS Galaxy having a home advantage and also coming to this match at the back of a loss. I think they're going to want to come all out, you know, to avoid another defeat, because before the final, I think they were defeated, if I'm not mistaken. So if they lose this one, it's going to be a third straight loss, which is not good for Sid Ramovic's side. Also, Stellenbosch, you know, they're on fire. They're on fire these days. With their unbeaten run, you know, stretching to over 20 matches, hopefully they're going to win this one. Like, they're going to continue to collect points, you know, and end the season on a high, you know. Like, reduce the gap between them and Sundowns, even if they don't, you know, end up taking the league title. But at least let's have the point difference maybe less than 5, you know, between them and the winners.
Interesting. How long can you see that unbeaten run going?
With the way that they've been playing, I see it continuing. Man, yeah, it's going to be threatened, though, in the Nedbank Cup, you know, because they're facing Sundowns, who are yet to be defeated.
Yeah, they're still in the competition, so they may be.
Yeah, so, but I think if they win that one, I think if they win that one.
The cup is theirs.
Yes.
All right, and in this one, yeah, can you see them taking the victory?
Maybe a 1-0.
I've said it. Stellies all the way.
That means we both agree that Stellies are winning.
Stellies take this one.
They're a banker. Make them your multiples in your betting slip.
All right, gents. It's been an absolute pleasure discussing all things PSL related with you. We'll have to wait and see how those predictions work out. Until next weekend. Cheers.
Seko Palezoso.